Justin Hill, until Mookie and Cooper near the end, I was watching Oldenburg, Craig, Dean, you,
Joey.
It was a good little battle.
Yeah, there was a training guy. It was just tough to – it was definitely tough to pass. I had, at the beginning, especially the first half, I had the speed on all of them, caught up to all of them, and then just got sat there just jammed. It was really hard. And then I got definitely a little frustrated. Beat it, dude. Get out of here. Hey, I'm busy. I definitely got a little bit frustrated and then kind of lost that pace. But it was
definitely. You got to get by him right away, right?
Yeah, it's tough. Right. You got to zap him. Right. You got to zap him. Got to be mean. Yeah. And I'm, tonight I felt the best. It's sad to say I felt the best that I have in quite a few weeks. Physically, I'm getting back. I'm just struggling. I lost a lot of what I had the first half. I'm just trying to get it back.
Maybe I missed this.
Well, I mean, just quite a bit of stuff. I mean, hey, beat it. Come on. Just poor decisions on my part physically. It's tough because I do half of my program down south and then I do half of it at home when the weather gets good and the series goes east. And so it's a big adjustment. And I definitely bit off more work than I needed to do this year when I had such a good program going, such a good flow of things, such a good routine. And I built that pretty strategically and then kind of abandoned it and thought, well, this will be better, right? You know, like just thinking that I can improve on it, and it's the right idea, but the wrong time. I was doing a lot of riding, doing plenty of riding and doing plenty of training, and it's all the other stuff, you know, when you're doing all of the other things too, you know, with track prep, keeping up on all the other stuff. I mean, it was a lot more on my body than I needed. So in a perfect world, I would have been conscious of that and actually probably reduced the workload initially when I got up there. But I'm like, hell, I was doing this down south. What's the difference? Well, now I'm starting to reflect on what the difference was. So I just dug myself a hole, and I'm trying to get out of it. I feel like I'm getting out of it. It's just a little too late, you know?
My theory, we're talking about you on one of my dumb shows. My theory was the sloppy conditions that we've had the last few weeks. You need a technical track. You need things that are like, you got to think about it, you got to be technical. Maybe some balls to your shit out. Like, and we haven't seen that. It's been basic shit. And my theory on you is like, you're like, oh, this sucks. I'm not excited.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not necessarily a matter of being excited. It's just that there's definitely tracks that suit my style. Well, it's like Chase tonight. You watch Chase tonight. That track and him just were the perfect match. And you could tell that there was tons of things out there that just were just feeding his confidence all day. You could see it visually. And like for me, that was Dallas, that was Phoenix, that was those races. There was a bunch of that kind of shit, and that just suits my style. And it's not that, it's, you know, if anything, I'm working so much harder on the days when there isn't that kind of shit.
It's like, what would separate anybody from out there tonight? I was like, whoops, right? Like,
yeah, but they were pretty basic. I think everybody did well through them. It's tough because it's elevation, so you can't really build anything like nuts. And if you do, most people aren't going to jump anyway because the bike's moving. So yeah, it's just tough to get a tricky separating track up here. But I like it sucks because I like the conditions here. I like I live up here, so I do the second half up here. So this should be really, really seriously relevant to me.
We were talking about going three in on the long rhythm. No one did it. Was that what we were just drunk in the press box, or do you think that there was a possibility?
I think it would have been possible to do. You would have went three down, table two.
Yeah, okay.
And if you would have, well, here's the way. I mean, I'm sure you know this type of stuff too. But when we walk the track, we look down the pipe and we look at the transitions. We look at how elevated the bases are in between the jumps and all that kind of stuff. And when we all walked that track, we went, well, it makes a little bit more sense to just go into that pocket and then go into that pocket and then go into that pocket. You know, the three seemed like a lot for nothing. You'd land on the big, but you'd still have a one left to go. I just think that it didn't seem to a lot of us that it was going to be worth it. And then I think that we all pretty much pinned the fact that we wouldn't be able to do it every lap.
Yeah.
So maybe Chase would. I mean, he was going 4 miles an hour faster leaving the turn, so maybe he could have. But the way that it develops here, a lot of potholes and that kind of shit, it's tough to –
Well, one more to go. Still been a successful season for you. You know what I mean? Like, it hasn't been gone as well lately as it was, but still a successful year.
Well, I've learned so much again. And, like, you know, when it comes to me and what I plan to do moving forward and is just try my best to correct all the stuff that I did. And some of that's going to be so easy to do. some of it's so blatantly not the right decision. And then obviously some of it's going to take a little bit more brain power. But I know when I feel that I need that reset button again right now. Just because, I mean, if we had 8 more races left, I'd be excited. I'd be like, okay, yeah, this is a bit, we're on a bit of a dip, but I know what I did and I can recover. I've got time. Well, we don't have time. I'm about done. So I'm just going to do the best I can do to be fresh for this next weekend. And then we've got a pretty serious off season plan, as far as just building on what we did. I'm going to keep all the people in my corner that helped me tremendously this year. And I'm definitely going to keep that same mindset that I reinvented within me, which was, you know, stay stuck to it. And that was really the thing. And it's always going to be a little bit of a trial and error is, you know, trying to find the top. Sure. Changes every year, you know, and it'd be nice just when I find that momentum, I'm going to do my damnedest not to lose it again. It's just really, really hard. Sometimes it's so much harder just to get it back, like just to get it right back. I mean, it's just really difficult. You're almost better starting over a lot of times. So we'll try to keep the ball rolling a little bit more effectively next time around.
Last thing. So we did a podcast with Josh about his Minneapolis win. It's coming out next week. Oh, cool. And we were just rapping about that. And I talked to him about the day I was at Yamaha and he came to the test track on his 80. And was jumping everything. And he told me I gave you a Ferry pants, Tim Ferry pants, which I don't even remember. I was like, I don't remember that, but that was a pretty funny story. It makes me feel old.
Yeah, I've got Red Dog's jersey and pants hanging in the closet at my dad's house right now. Yeah. No, I honestly, to be fair, I didn't even remember that it was you that gave them to me. I was little. Right. Like, that was probably, what, 03?
Four, I think. Yeah, anyways, Josh was like, you gave my brother. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't know.
Hey, dude, thanks for the – I love that. So that was the coolest set, the big Red Dog butt patch. Right, I'm a big Timmy fan.
You told me that story. It made me feel really old, but it was also really funny, so I wanted to bring it up with you. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right.